During the summer and fall of 1844, we were untiring in our efforts to announce to every person the glad tidings of Jesus' expected return on the 10th day of the 7th Jewish month. Samuel S. Snow's paper, The Midnight Cry, was first published August 22nd. Joshua V. Hines and some others did not at first accept the October 22nd date, but at a later camp meeting in Pawtucket, Rhode Island, they became convinced. After that, the Advent Herald carried their confessions of belief. Hearts were united in the work, and eager souls thronged the road, taking the message to every hamlet and house they could reach. Shortly before the appointed day, the traveling ones returned home.
Our work is finished at last, James. There are just a few days left. Oh, I did not know I could feel so excited, so happy.
I know what you mean. I look forward to spending the last few days with my family in Palmyra. Will you go home to Portland?
Yes. These last few hours are best spent with loved ones. We have labored so long among strangers, it will be a relief to watch and pray with those who look for the greatest event the world has ever seen.
This is where I turn off.
Hey, whoa, girl.
I won't say goodbye. We will soon meet again in a far better place. See you in the New Jerusalem.
In the New Jerusalem. Gee up, Bessie.
Who? Anybody home?
James, you're home, my son. Now the family can watch together. How did your labors go?
Mother, the Holy Spirit was there. People came by the thousands to hear our news.
There were no troublemakers?
Oh, yes. The wicked flocked to the meetings, too. But even among them, the presence of the Holy Spirit was made clear. Oh. Many came to scoff, and some out of idle curiosity, but it was wonderful to see how many stayed and listened quietly and even gave their hearts to the Lord.
Praise His name.
There was sadness, too. Elder Bates' son, Joseph Jr., did not look for the Lord's return with his parents.
I won't be here for the election, Father. You will write and tell me how it comes out, won't you? Are you going to vote for James Birney?
James Birney?
Yes. The Southern abolitionist who's running for president. He was a candidate in 1840 also.
Oh.
Have you forgotten so soon?
Son, the things of this world no longer hold me. I won't be here for the election.
I won't be here either. My ship leaves from New Bedford today.
Won't you change your mind and stay? This is the last day of the world.
No, my mind is made up. I sail today.
The last time.
The last time, Joseph?
Oh, Prudy. Oh, I was just thinking this may be the last time I go through this gate.
Oh?
This is the last day, Prudy. The last day.
I hope so. Most of our money is gone, and all our possessions have been sacrificed for the cause.
What matter? Tomorrow night, we will be sitting down with the faithful of all ages at the marriage supper of the Lamb.
As October 22nd dawned, thousands of believers rose early, eager to catch the first glimpse of the cloud that would herald the coming of our Savior.
Ellen, are you awake?
Yes, Lizzie. I've been awake most of the night. I'm too excited to sleep.
It's almost 3 a.m. Didn't Dr. Gorgas' vision tell him that is when the Lord will come on a cloud of light?
Father says that Dr. Gorgas is a fanatic, Lizzie. Just wait, dear sister. Wait and rejoice.
Where is your father, Anna?
He has gone with James to the barn to milk the cows, Mother.
Why do they bother when the time is so near?
You know, if the beasts aren't milked morning and evening, they suffer. No need to cause them pain. Poor animals.
I brought just one pail of milk, Betsy. James poured the rest for the hogs.
One pail will do us fine, John. Where is James now?
He's out walking in the fields, kind of saying goodbye to the farm. I still think I should have dug the potatoes.
That would be the point. Before the day is over, the very fields will melt away in the fervent heat of the Lord's coming.
Joseph, huh? This is the 20th time you've looked out that window. Do you see the cloud yet?
Not yet, Prudy, but soon. Soon.
The sun is going down, Ellen, and the Savior has not come.
Hush, dear Lizzie. The day is not over yet.
When is it going to happen, James? You've been waiting all day.
Just keep watching and waiting, Matt. He will come.
Is that right, Pa?
Yes.
What will it be like?
Like the lightning that comes out of the east and shines even to the west, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. For then the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with all his holy angels, and with the trump of God.
I don't understand. What does Paul mean, James?
It means that his coming will be so wonderful and breathtaking that, well, wait and watch, Nat. Wait and watch.
The day is over, Joseph. We might as well go to bed.
Not yet, Prudy. It isn't over till midnight. He will come yet. He must come.
It is midnight, Ellen. The great day has passed, and he has not come. Oh, my Savior, where are you? Come and cleanse your sanctuary. Come and take us up. Come.
Oh, God.
Come.
Your father has gone to sleep, James. He couldn't stay awake any more than the children. Look at them all sprawled in their chairs. Maybe it is just as well. They will have a few more hours before they have to face our disappointment.
The day is past, Mother. It is almost 1 o'clock. What has gone wrong? What has happened?
I had not realized until this moment how certain I was that the Lord's time had at last come. Oh, Jesus, where are you? What have you promised? When will you come to cleanse your sanctuary?
Joseph, are you awake? You slept in that chair all night.
No, Prudy. I did not sleep at all.
Oh, my love. I am so sorry. You had your heart wholly set on it, I know.
Yes, but I think not so much as Charles Fitch's widow and children. Oh, I can scarce imagine the grief and pain they must be feeling now. You never did completely accept October 22nd as the date, did you?
No, I didn't. Not that I don't believe Jesus will come, I most certainly do. It was just the setting of a specific date. But right now, we must think of practical things, my dear.
Practical things?
Winter is coming, and we have no coal.
Oh, Prudy, I don't know how I can bear it. I never thought to buy another ton of coal. I don't even want to leave the house. I wish I could just sit right here forever. Nothing has changed. The streets are as busy as ever. Oh, I can hardly believe it. I expected that today I would be looking upon the glorious scenes of heaven, but instead...
Hey, Captain Bates! Huh? Why didn't you go up yesterday?
Oh, Lord, how can I endure this?
Well, James, I'm glad you made it to Portland for this meeting with Elder Hines.
I had to come, John. I don't understand what happened. And I hope Elder Hines will have a message of hope for us.
So do I. Oh, there. He's stepping to the desk now.
Brothers and sisters! Brothers and sisters! My heart breaks as I stand before you today and tell you that we must prepare for another hard winter.
James White was so overcome with grief at Elder Heim's announcement that he left the meeting and wept like a child. His tears were shared by thousands of men, women, and children who had looked confidently to the coming of our Savior. Our bitter disappointment seemed too much for human hearts to bear.